Okay, case number 10,182, Carithia Coops, west of U.S. Route 13A, 317 feet north of Road 501. A variance from age requirement for initial placement of a manufactured home. This is a manufactured home that's over the five-year limit there, gentlemen. It's not there yet.
Names and addresses, please.
Not there yet, but not there.
They said it's not there yet.
And you both swear affirm testimony you're about to give, so we do go through the love of truth.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And my fiance, Kavithi, who had purchased a home in February that been renovated. I had some pictures of and about the zoning, like sort of houses, certain places, and mobile homes. And actually, I called down and talked to a lady. I spoke with the lady and I explained to her we had an older mobile home. It was 85. We was going to put a Class C, brick up the foundation. She required me that somebody had to come out, get all your permits. Somebody had to come out, make sure it was bricked in before you apply for it, send it door and so forth. So after we purchased the property, we went out and cleaned it off, done everything we had to do, and then we went back for the building permit. That's when another lady stepped in and said, well, it has to be a certain age. So we work on the floor then, and then they told us we had to go to this procedure. But a lot has been done to it. It's been a lot of renovations on it, upgrades, nice looking home. I have here a copy of the property what's beside it. This is on one side of it, it's on the other. This is in front of it. This is the property. It was wooded, there's nothing behind it but woods. Mm-hmm. And we've done all the necessary work that had to be done to it.
Our director gave you permission to place it there. Is that correct, Mr. Wank?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
so,
sir.
So this board made a decision?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Just a matter of, the permits and everything. We had got the septic approval, the well approval, and everything done, and then, we found this out, so.
You still intend to put it on a block foundation?
Yes, sir.
And turn it into a Class C?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know who it was. Like I said, I don't fault anybody, but I went through them procedures because if I couldn't have, then I wouldn't have brought it. That wouldn't have made no sense.
Bought the real estate as well?
Yes, yes.
Do you have any estimate as to how long it will take you to finish blocking it in, assuming you get permission from the board? When would you have that done, do you think?
Within a month, hopefully, if we everything is approved. We're just waiting on this process. We had everything in line until this happened. Well, like I say, we've done a lot to it. The roof, it looks good. It almost looks like the one right down the road from it, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
And the neighbors have came by and greeted us and welcomed us to the neighborhood and invited their kids to come over and play with our kids. So it seemed like a pretty good neighborhood. And that's our case.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wooten?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And bless their heart. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the minimum age is to purpose of that is to set a standard for appearance, I think, primarily. Certainly, this mobile home has as equal or better appearance than neighboring mobile homes, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,182.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,182. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good evening.
Get your pictures back in about